Good morning to all of you. Just a few announcements for you this morning. I want to thank you again for welcoming us over these last 4 months. I can't believe it's been 4 months already. It's been a little busy, but it's been good. I was visiting the third graders over at the school a couple of weeks ago, and one of my priest buddies called. And so I put him on speakerphone, and I told the kids, say hello to Father Brian. So they said hello, and I asked them, what's the best school in the whole world? They said, the cathedral. I said, what's the best parish? Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Who's the best priest in the whole world? They said, Monsignor Richter. I said, no. They said, Father Johnson. I said, no, I'm in the room. I'm standing here. And they didn't know my name. So it's getting a little better now. They're starting to learn my name. Sad, isn't it? I wanted to give you an update. In the bulletin this weekend will be an insert, which will show you a pencil sketch of what the new rectory will look like. If you may recall, in April it was announced that we'll be building a new house for the priests, which is called a rectory. On the back side will be a bunch of facts for you, so I encourage you to take one, read it a little bit. 25 years ago when I was here, I drove around with Father Kramer, who was the pastor, looking for a house. He wanted to buy one then already. Settled for the small one. Well, we don't all fit in it. That's the problem. Nothing's gotten cheaper from 25 years ago, and we still need a house. So like I said, so all the priests can live together, especially the new priests. They do need some time to get their feet under them a little bit as they start out. As well, we need to make sure that we have appropriate boundaries in the rectory so that each priest has his own suite, no shared bathrooms, those sorts of things, not only for the priests, but seminarians who stay in the summer, and also for visitors. We're also adding security cameras to the rectory, not only on the outside, but also the front doors, so for our safety, but also for your safety, so we know who's coming and going and have a record of who's been at the rectory. We want to build so that it lasts us for the next 50 years. You'll notice when you look at the little pencil sketch that we tried our best to match the new rectory to our neighborhood, the cathedral district, rather than just taking a house from up north and popping it down here. We wanted to match it so it blends in with the district, which did cost us a bit more, but we thought it was important, so I hope you agree as well. So we took the lowest bids for the rectory. The estimates at this point are $992,000. That's not cheap, I know. And that does not include landscaping, the security system, furniture, or household supplies. It's 4,100 square feet, not counting the garage. And as I said, we took the lowest bids for the project. They're hoping, if the snow melts, that we'll be able to move in by the end of April. Obviously, during this time, there are additional costs to the parish during a time of construction. We're buying everything new for the new rectory. All the contents of the current rectory will stay there and be transferred to the Diocese of Bismarck. The bishop is going to actually move there in a few years for his retirement. If you would like to make a gift or a memorial to help cover the costs, you can just simply put some money in an envelope and write rectory on it. Some have already done so. As well, if you'd like to purchase something in particular, just make note of that as well. My second point are collections. Our collections have been down since our arrival. We're not taking it personally, unless, of course, you mean it personally, then you're going to have to tell us. But in fact, as we studied it, the collections have been down for the last 9 months here at the cathedral. But it's substantial. The last 4 months, the collections are down over $50,000. So that doesn't just get made up easily. So I've been making cuts where I can, reducing the heating bill by turning the temperature down in here. You don't feel it at the 10 o'clock. 8:30, you feel it a little bit. Cut back on some of the Christmas decorations we're getting, not ordering flowers from in front of the altar anymore, cutting office supplies as much as we can, and cutting out some Christmas celebrations for the staff and some of those things. I don't want to cut essential things, which I think are essential to the life of the parish, but I can only do what I can do, right? So I'm hoping and I ask that you would give serious consideration to increasing your weekly giving if you can. I know you're generous, but look at it and see what you can do because it is substantial. I'll keep making cuts, but it makes my life a little easier as the pastor if I don't have to worry so much about paying bills. So thank you for that. Third, we're going to renovate and update the parish offices. Right after we're finished with the rectory, we're going to take that same crew and move over to the offices and redo that. It has been a need for some time. So our hope is to start the work right after school lets out. We'll move our offices to the school for 3 months, and then a week before school starts, we'll move back out of there. Again, we need appropriate boundaries in the office spaces. All the doors need windows in them, those sorts of things. Again, security cameras so we know who's coming and going. We need to better design the space so that we can use it and get all of our staff under one roof. We have someone at the school. The school needs that space, so it's one of those things. But the biggest reason really is soundproofing the walls. If I actually have a confidential conversation in my office, the two offices who are sharing walls with me have to leave, otherwise they can hear the conversation. And that just doesn't work. So we need to do that. So how are we going to pay for all this? That's a good question. We're going to use $635,000 of our own money that we had in savings, and we're going to borrow the rest and pay it off over the next years. We'll borrow it from the Parish Expansion Fund at a 3% interest rate. I hope this was clear. If you have any questions, you sure can ask me. You can stop by the parish office. We'll also put it on the website, the more detailed plans, if you want to see what those look like. This is your parish. It's our parish. I'm going to be completely transparent. You don't have to worry. I'll tell you whatever you want to know, okay? Because it is ours together. But I do want to make plans and do these projects so that we're set for the next 50 years with these things. So we're doing our best. We got great committees. So any way you can support that, thank you. As well, finally, Thursday's Thanksgiving. So masses here for Thanksgiving are at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. There's no confessions scheduled. That way I can go home for Thanksgiving and with my mother dear. And there's also no Eucharistic adoration on Thanksgiving. So, happy Thanksgiving.